Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey, Race Fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. This is actually my first show of the new year, and I've got to say, welcome back. Welcome back. Tonight's show is it's a really good one, and it's brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Now, we really do have a good show for you tonight, and as you know, I took a little bit of a hiatus for the month, and I'll tell you why. As you know, it's the NASCAR off-season, so, you know, there isn't too much really going on that can be talked about in the off-season. Everyone is off kind of doing the family thing for the holidays and, you know, things are happening behind the scenes, like drivers are swapping, sponsorship deals are taking place and getting finalized, all the crew members are finding, you know, new teams to work with, and you know, a lot of those that got to stay in the shop, they're doing all their shop preparations. You know, that's all going on to get their cars and trucks ready for Daytona to kick off 2016. And I can't wait. I know you can't either. Now, you know, since I do the show by myself and I don't have a co-host, you know, it's kind of hard to fill up an hour's worth or more of talking, you know, by myself, essentially. And I don't want to talk for an hour just for the sake of talking for an hour because it would be just boring, you know. And if I don't want to hear myself talk about nothing, then I am sure my listeners don't want to hear me talk about it either. But anyway, I am back now and I'm ready to go with some, you know, good things to talk about because things are really starting to heat up around here and in the race shops and whatnot. And, you know, things are starting to happen. So my guest tonight is an up-and-coming driver who's looking to make a name for himself this year in the ARCA Racing Series. His name is Dylan Martin, and he is super excited about getting a chance to test in an ARCA car this weekend at the test session at Daytona International Speedway coming up. And he's going to come on later, a couple minutes to talk all about it, so stay tuned and get to know Dylan Martin in just a little bit. Now, speaking about this upcoming weekend, I am super excited also because I'm planning on going to Daytona for the ARCA test, too. Now, I'll be going down there with a very enthused owner, supporter that's coming into the sport to kind of show him around and introduce him to people in ARCA that he's going to need to know. And, you know, to kind of give him an up-close rundown of how it all happened. So it's going to be fun. Now, Brian Keselowski, my other half, he'll also be going down to Daytona this weekend. But he won't be driving or crew chiefing this time around, or just yet, I should say. He will be working with our buddies over at Empire Racing and kind of helping them out for the test session. Now, I know everyone who's listening just heard me and is thinking, what? He's not going to be helping Matt Krzyzewski? Well, no. The short end of it is Matt obtained sponsorship and went to another team. So, you know, we enjoyed working with Matt last year and the year before and winning the ARCA Super Speedway Championship and all that good stuff. But hopefully this departure will allow us to focus more on Brian as a driver this year, that, you know, over than just the crew chief. Now, we do have some things in the works to make it a reality. So we'll know more soon. And as soon as we do, we'll be making that announcement publicly about it, as you know. So, yeah, keep your fingers crossed that it all works out because this is really, really what Brian wants to do. He wants to drive. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had quite a few team owners in quite a few series come up to me and be like, Jen, Brian is a damn good crew chief. And I'm like, yeah, he really is. You know, he's really good, knows the cars ins and outs, inside and out, up and down, right? So, you know, at least we know what he's going to fall back on when he's ready to do that. But pretty cool thing to have, you know, team owners like that come on up to you and congratulate you on your boyfriend's, you know, job well done. So kudos to him. Now, I am also going to continue my work on my plans for the 2016 season with the NASCAR Campground Network, starting at Daytona. Now, back in December, if you remember, the NASCAR Campground Network had a sweepstakes going on where one lucky winner would receive an all-inclusive pay trip for four to the Daytona 500, and that lucky winner was Russ Scibetti. Now, I'm going to be meeting with Russ and his party of four at Daytona and give them a tour of the NASCAR garages and do a lot more stuff with a lot of other fans in the campground and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, if you're at Daytona, make sure you find me. And it'll be easy. You just look for the NASCAR Campground Network RV and come on over. Now, for exclusive opportunities to hang out with us at the track and at any one of the thousands of affiliate campgrounds around the United States and Canada, just visit www.NASCARCampgroundnetwork.com and become a member today. Use the code INFILGEN at checkout and get an additional $20 off the price of membership. Now, believe me when I say the first time you use your membership privileges, the cost of membership will have paid for itself a few times. I guarantee it, so just check it all out. Check out the benefits, the perks, and the discounts that you're going to receive and become a member today. That's www.NASCARCampgroundnetwork.com. Now, I want to give a special shout-out to a real dedicated fan, actually a group of fans, who tailgates at Daytona every chance that they get. Now, the guy that runs it, he's really well-known in the Turn 3 campgrounds as Jim the Jackman. Now, I had Jim on the show last year and met up with him at his amazing campsite and got to experience it all with them. They're a great group of people. They come out every year, and they're actually doing it right now. This dedicated bunch has been set up and partying since last weekend when the Rolex 24 cars were there testing. Now, talk about having it bad. These guys have it really bad. So these guys and girls, they take the cake, and I'm really hoping to catch up and chat with them this upcoming weekend when I get myself down there. Now, you can follow all their shenanigans on Facebook on the Jim's Bar and Grill Daytona Infield. It's a public group page, so check it out. Good stuff. A lot of fun. All right. Well, I know that everyone that works in racing is getting ready for the 2016 season to kick off, but so are race fans. Now, there's a lot that has to go into getting yourself ready for the green flag with new items like T-shirts and hats and more, and you could show your support for all your favorite drivers all year long, and a great way to do that really simply, easily, is by checking out racegear.com. They have everything that you're going to need, from the latest T-shirts and hats to the latest diecasts and everything in between. They even have autographed memorabilia, and you can trust that those items are genuine. The website is www.racegear.com, and make sure you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, and you'll get an additional 10% off your order. So check it out. All right. Well, we have, I believe we have, Dylan is on the line. All right, cool. Well, let's get to Dylan. Like I said, Dylan Martin is an up-and-coming driver breaking into the ARCA racing scene this weekend at Daytona for the test session, and he's on the line right now. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I bet you are super excited about this weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know we've been working on this deal for a while now, and seeing that's right around the corner, and pretty excited and ready to get it on pretty much.
Very cool. So I want everyone listening to kind of get an idea of who you are. So let me start by asking you simply, how old are you and where is home for you?
I just turned 18 in October, and I live in Lakeland, Florida.
Nice. So you're not dealing with any of this winter stuff that we're having up here. Lucky you. That's one of the reasons why I can't wait to get down to Daytona next week. But how long have you been racing, and where and when did you get your start?
I've been racing for 9 years now. I started when I was around 10 or 11 racing motocross. Unfortunately, I had a little nasty accident, and my parents decided that's probably not the best thing for me to do. From there on, we decided to do something that's a little bit safer. So we got together with a few people and decided to go racing quarter midgets. So we ran quarter midgets for about 3 years in the USAC series. We ran pretty much all around the East Coast in that series. And then when I was about 12 or 13, I started racing pro trucks in Florida and pretty much just raced that ever since for about 3 years. And then about 9 or 10 months ago, I got into a super late model and raced that a few times. So, and pretty much from there on, I'm here now.
Cool. So, what are some of your biggest racing accomplishments so far?
When I was 13, the first year that I raced pro trucks, I won the Triple Crown Championship. That was a three race series out of DeSoto Speedway. I won that championship, and then I finished second in the Joey Coulter charity doing a race. Actually finished second to Joey Coulter, so that was pretty cool. But pretty much just being with all the fans and family and everything, that's just pretty much all I really love about it.
Nice. So what did you race last year, actually?
Say that again?
What series did you race in last year?
I raced super late models. Unfortunately, the Florida racing actually didn't have a series at the time, so we pretty much went to a lot of all-ball races, pretty much six or seven tracks in Florida. So we just did that for this year just to get some seat time. So we just, that's all we pretty much did.
Well, nice. All right, well, now I'm going to ask you, I guess not really a tough question, but it's something that you're going to need to be able to answer because a potential sponsor will definitely want to know this. So what sets you apart from your competition?
Pretty much, I think my biggest thing is my interaction with the fans.
Awesome.
Pretty much fans are the biggest thing. I love interacting with fans. I see a lot of these drivers that a lot of fans but don't really interact with them that much. And for me, having a lot of personal appearances, I think last year I did around 70. So
nice.
Being around fans, interacting with fans, just pretty much letting them know every single detail is the biggest thing for me.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, now, we actually have quite a few mutual friends, and I'm talking about the guys at Empire Racing and Grumpy's Performance, who you're actually going to be testing with at Daytona this weekend. So how did you get to partner with them and get your shot in their ARCA car?
It was actually a pretty long story, but not too much. Garrett Smithley, we went to Martinsville with him and his Xfinity team, and we actually got the chance to sponsor his car. And so he decided to try and help me in my next step and started talking to Grumpy at Empire about things I've done, the things that he thinks I'm able to do. And so pretty much from there on, we all started talking, got together, and pretty much worked out a deal, and pretty much worked out since then, ever since.
Very nice. So, see, it's all about, you know, kind of making good connections and kind of who you know will help you out along
the
way, too.
Yeah, for
That's
sure,
good.
For sure.
And Garrett is a friend of the show, too, a friend of Brian and I's as well. So, yeah, he's definitely a good one to have in your pocket there. What are your expectations for this weekend? What are you looking to do and accomplish with this test session?
This weekend, I think the biggest thing for me, I've never been on track this big, never driven a car like this before. So I think the biggest thing for me is just learning as much as I can, listening to, I think Garrett will be there. I listen to Garrett, get some pointers from him, pay attention to Grumpy, everything. Pretty much just try and nitpick everybody's brains, trying to figure out what I need to do and things like that. So it really, it's just a big learning experience for me.
Well, here's what I could tell you from, like, what I know Brian has said a ton of times. Driving on the super speedways is like driving on a Sunday. He says it can be boring, especially if you're doing single car runs. So take that for what it's worth, and maybe, don't put too much pressure on yourself. It might be a little easier than you think, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
So now, if your test session goes well, which I'm sure it will ARCA be approving you for the super speedway racetrack or just kind of shorter tracks only for now?
I won't be racing the Daytona race or the Talladega race, so I'm doing the Daytona test to get approved for the smaller tracks like Lucasoil, Nashville, Salem, so just all those small tracks.
Cool. So now, most likely, I can't see you not getting approved. So after you get your approval, what are your plans for the rest of the 2016 season?
2016, we're going to run three ARCA races. We're going to run at Lucasoil Speedway. We're going to run Nashville. And then we're going to run Salem. And then hopefully at the end of the year, I'll run the Camping World Truck race at Martinsville. And then pretty much all in between time, I'm going to be running full time in my super late model and in their late model stock. And I'll run eight super late model races and seven late model stock races, pretty much six or seven tracks all around North Carolina with them.
Wow, so you're going to be really busy this year. That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a great way to move right up the series. Very good. Now, as you know, a driver cannot race without support from his family and especially sponsors. So who's been supporting and sponsoring you up until now?
I think my biggest supporter is really my family. Not necessarily my parents, but, my parents obviously being the biggest, but a lot of my family members help out with their companies and things like that, and then also sponsors like Visual Images, Buffalo Wild Wings, Performance Distributors, just a lot of small people that help out to make the big picture go together.
Very nice. And that's always a good thing, too, that you don't put, high prices on different things, and you can get a lot more sponsors involved. So I do the same thing, and I think that's a great thing that you're doing. So keep up the good work there. Now,
exactly.
So up until now, you know, you've done a lot of racing at, like, the local level and relatively smaller tracks who have, you know, dedicated local fan bases, which is a great thing because, you know, it allows fans to really get to know those drivers that they're watching, you know, race every week. So what are some of the things that you do at the track to interact with race fans?
A lot of things I like to do is after the races, I'll go in the stands and pass out hero cards, take pictures with a lot of the fans and the kids and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then before most of the races, we'll have autograph sessions, so I'll do it then too. So a lot of times that, you know, I'm not racing or practicing and things like that, I'll spend most time with the fans just talking and things like that. So
very cool. Very nice. So this is a staple question that I ask every driver and every crew member that comes on the show, so I have to ask you as well. What is your most memorable experience with a race fan so far?
That's a hard question. I've talked to so many people at racetrack, but I'm not really going to go into like a single moment. I think just pretty much every moment that I can with the fans pretty much is like a huge deal. So I'm not going to really say that there's a single moment that's really been most memorable, but I'm just going to say that just being with the fans, period, are pretty much the best thing of the weekend.
Cool. Well, we'll have to have you on the show in about a year from now, and then I'll ask you the question again because you never know. Some of the Orca fans are pretty crazy. How can fans interact with you online?
They can follow me on Twitter at DylanMartin07, and my Instagram is also the same name, DylanMartin07. And my Facebook page, that's where I really spend most of my time, and that's DylanMartin Racing LLC.
Nice. Now, Dylan, I announced earlier today that you were going to be on the show, and I actually had a race fan that's a big fan of yours contact me and asked if I would put him on the line with you because he has something that he'd like to say to you. So hang on one second. Let me get him on the line. Hey, Todd, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hey, Todd, how are you? Thank you for contacting me today. And go ahead. What do you want to say to Dylan?
Dylan, I want to say I got your hero card from your super late model, and I got your hat. Your hat went through two surgeries with me. I enjoy watching you grow. I'm very proud that you're going into an ARCA car and working your way up, and I'm going to continue to enjoy following you, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot, man.
That is really cool.
And Jen is a very awesome lady.
Thank you.
I've been going through a stream of kind of like you could say bad luck. Well, through my bad luck today, I got a package in the mail from Jen, and that really put a big old smile on my face.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it, Todd. Well, Todd, you keep getting better, and thank you for calling into the show. I really appreciate it, Todd.
Well, I appreciate everybody. You too.
Thanks, Todd. Bye. Well, see, Dylan, you're up to a really good start. You got
I hope so. That's a pretty good start.
I've been doing the show for like a year now. I haven't had anybody ask me to do that, so I was more than happy to. Now, is there anything
cool
else that you would, you know, like to talk about or someone that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
I think the biggest thing is I just want to thank Empire Grumpy and everybody in that camp for to bring me on as their driver. That's a pretty huge deal for me, and I think that's pretty lucky to be able to call them my team. So I just want to thank them, my parents, my family, just everybody who's helped out, the sponsors, just all the fans, just everybody who's got me this step. I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, the guys at Empire, they're really good guys. They put together good stuff, and they really do work really hard. So I love all those guys over there, and you're going to do just great this weekend, so don't worry about that.
Thank you.
Very good hands with them. All right, well, Dylan, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I look forward to meeting you also this weekend at Daytona. I plan on going down there myself. So good luck with all your plans for this year, and send me all your press releases, and I'll keep putting them out there. I hope this works out
for
you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for having me.
All right, good luck this weekend. See you then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, people. Dylan Martin. Check him out. He's going to be one to watch, and he's going to be going through the series, up like stepping stones, no problem. You'll see him in the NASCAR series really, really soon. All right, tonight's show is brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to have, how would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you will have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me for several years, and I cannot see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made, and it can be the best decision you ever make, too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right. Now I want to kind of move along and let's see. What I'm going to call it this week is Rhoda Hot Topics. Kind of catchy. I'm not sure if I'm sold on the whole theme of Rhoda Hot Topics. I want something to call my Hot Topics, but I haven't found the name yet. But here's what's cool. If you are out there and you're listening right now and you could come up with a catchy name for my Hot Topics of the week, send it over to me, and if I like it and I use it, I'll send you some cool stuff in the mail. All right, anyway, here's what's hot in racing this weekend. So the new Ford Fusion has a new body this year, and it's hot. Not only does it look good, but it is capable of producing 750 horsepower at 9,000 RPM under the current rules package. Watch out, Chevy and Toyota. That's all I have to say about it. But no, it does look good, and I'm a little partial because I did buy a 2016 Ford Fusion for myself, so I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, in other news, let's talk about the number 44 and the number 9. Now, this has been burning up the Internet. Now, a picture of a Richard Petty Motorsports Cup car got out with a twisted T mock-up paint scheme. There was no name over the door, and it had a number 44 on the door. This spread instant concern if Richard Petty Motorsports was giving up the 9 car, and why? Why 44? Well, I'll tell you. The 44 has a lot of family history for the Pettys. Now, Maurice Petty drove some races with that number, as did Kyle Petty, so they're bringing it back. Now, they only kept the number 9 as long as they did due to their merger with Ray Evernham back in 2009. So, yes, they are bringing the number 44 back this year, family history reasons, and not so that Chase Elliott can drive the number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports. Now, Chase will remain in the number 24 this year. That is a done deal. Now, if you think about it, Hendrick released their plans for that car scheme with that number 24 on it way before the number 44 was an issue or the number 9 was going to become available. Now, once an official announcement is released from a team, that team will 99.9999, I mean, you could almost say 100% of the time, they will not change it because of the sponsorship contracts and obligations, which means those contracts are signed, the ink is dry, the check has been cashed, okay? So if the team makes that kind of announcement, including like the media and a car reveal that they did, that means that their sponsorships and contracts are set. You cannot have a sponsor go out and, you know, make a million kinds of promotional items with their logo and a car number on it, only to go back to them and change it a few weeks before the biggest race on the planet. I mean, that would be a huge epic fail. So now, next year is another story. If the number is still available next year, you know, maybe Chase will get it again. But again, it all comes down to what is signed on the dotted line and who's going to, you know, pay what for whatever, you know, number that they want involved. So, yeah, just remember, everyone, this racing, NASCAR, I mean, no matter what racing you're in, it's a business first and it's enjoyment later. So a lot of, you know, race fans, they don't get to kind of see this every day, and I do, but believe me, it's a business first and it's enjoyment later. All right. So NASCAR announced the 25 eligible drivers and the format for the season opening 75-lap Sprint Unlimited at the new Daytona International Speedway. I can't wait to see what it looks like in person. I've seen the pictures of the new Daytona. I can't wait to see what it looks like in person. Now, the Sprint Unlimited will take place on Saturday, February 13th, and it will be broadcasted live on Fox, MRN, and Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Now, I have all the info that you're going to need about it posted on my website, so go to www.infieldgen.com for all those details. All right, the NASCAR Fan Appreciation Day returns to the NASCAR Hall of Fame on January 23rd. So also, if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, or if you're thinking about making a trip to the area, that would be the perfect time for you to do that. You know, you'll meet some of your favorite drivers, you'll snag a pic with them, and you'll even get their autograph. Plus, it's a great way to kind of break up, you know, the NASCAR withdrawal that all the race fans are having right now. So, yeah, they've been doing this event for 3 years now. This will be the third year, and I've been there each time so far, and I have just seen it get bigger and bigger with more and more fans flocking to the event. Now, people actually freeze their asses off and wait outside the NASCAR Hall of Fame overnight in January. Hello, you're crazy. But, I mean, this is what they do. This is the dedication that they have. And I plan on going down there, not overnight, but I plan on going down there and talking to some of those crazy popsicle people again and find out how far they came to freeze their butts off just so that they can meet their favorite drivers. Again, you've got to love the dedication. Anyway, just briefly, there have been a ton of changes in swaps, like Darian Grubb goes back to Hendrick, Roush crew chiefs have been swapped around, Danica got a new crew chief, his name is Billy Scott, and, you know, they're getting adjusted to working with each other. I cannot tell you how many of my buddies that are on race teams have swapped teams and positions, you know, and the list goes on and on. I mean, it's kind of hard to kind of keep track of it all, but, like, the best way to figure it out is, like, when I go to Daytona and I see who's wearing what uniform and what colors and all that stuff there. But what kind of keeps me busy in the off season, and this is true, I kind of keep a list of, I have a list of teams looking for people, and I have a list of people looking for teams. And I'll get, you know, different teams that will come and say, hey, I need an engineer, I need a tire guy, I need this, I need that, and I'll get crew guys saying, hey, I'm an engineer, I need a job, I need this, I need, and it kind of, you know, makes some pairings. So, I'm not involved in the hiring process. I just make the connection and I'm out. But it's fun and it keeps me busy. So that's some of the things that I've been up to in the off season. Well, anyway, so that's some of the rotor hot topics for the week. Yeah, I don't like rotor hot topics. That's not catchy. So anyway, like I said, if you have a suggestion for a catchy theme that I could call the hot topics of the week, send it to me, and like I said, if I use it, I will send you some cool stuff in the mail. We'll get to do this again next week and see what's talk worthy then. All right. So now, as you know, at the beginning of the year, I started my dedicated fan in the stand reporter program where I pick a race fan to go to the track and go into the garages to be my eyes and ears whether I'm at the track or not. Then they get to come on the show right here the following Tuesday night, and they talk all about their experience and all about the fun that they had at the track that previous weekend. The program got really popular really quick, and I'm really glad to say that I will be doing this program again this year. So if you would like to be one of my dedicated fan in the stand reporters for this year coming up, shoot me a message, an email, or however, or whatever way that you know how to get in touch with me, and tell me which race that you would like to go to, and give me a good reason. I need a good reason why I should pick you to be my eyes and ears at the track for that specific race. And it was a lot of fun last year. And for those who did it, you know, they have, well, for those who were my previous dedicated fan of the stand reporters in 2015, they've already messaged me. Quite a few of them have already asking if they could do it again. But I want to have new people for every race this year. So if you haven't done it, connect with me about it as soon as you can. Now that the word is out that I'm doing this again, I know that the races are going to fill up pretty quick, which is a really cool thing, but you got to get in on it if you want to do it. Now, the other program, which also took off really well last year, was my fan sponsorship program. And I have already received a ton of questions asking if I will have this program in place again next year, well, this year, and the answer is yes. But I'm not starting it up again for a few weeks, so you also have time to visit my website, infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship. You can read up on it and make a decision to become a fan sponsor in 2016. Now, the program is really, really cool because it's twofold. It allows fans to become sponsors at an affordable rate, which goes to the teams to help them get the things they need to go to the track and do what they do. And it also allows that fan, who is now considered a team sponsor, the chance to go to the track with an all-access VIP pass to a race of their choice so they can see what their sponsorship does up close and personal. Now, once you're down there and, you know, like I said, you're up close and personal, you can really see how every little bit helps and how this whole thing comes together. So it's a really great win-win way to connect fans and teams, and I'm really happy to do it and happy to be able to do it again. So Now, I know that you guys have heard me talk about racefansrock.com, but have you checked it out yet? Have you joined it? Well, if not, I want to know why, but I'll tell you more about it. Racefansrock.com is my social community that's dedicated to racing and everyone in it, and that means you. You could sign up for free and customize your profile however you'd like, instantly connect with other race fans who like the same drivers as you do, and make new race fan friends. Now, there's no limit on how many friends you can be friends with, which is a really nice feature, considering a certain other popular social site doesn't, you know, puts a cap on it, which really grinds my gears. Now, when you post status on racefansrock.com, you can simultaneously post it to Facebook and Twitter as well, which makes it like a one-stop shop. But I got to tell you, I am pretty close to, well, here's the thing. If you don't have a website, then you don't know, but this is what goes on. If you allow Facebook or Twitter if you allow people to use their Facebook or Twitter sign-in, login information to sign into your social site, there's a lot of things that look in Twitter kind of basically take over your site. And every time you go to do something else, if you try to implement a new feature on it, they throw up red flags and they put everything comes to a halt. And Facebook has done this for quite a while now, and I've had enough of it. So I am seriously considering removing the Facebook and Twitter options on the site for certain things. And if the login part of it has to go so that I can implement what we really want on the site, which is what we, you know, wanted to do in the first place, I mean, we have a list of everything that we want on the site, then that's what we'll do. So, but either way, even if we remove the Facebook and Twitter themes, there isn't another social site out there like racefansrock.com. Now, other features on racefansrock that allow you to create your own blog posts, events, you could post tons of your own racing pictures and videos, create your own racing groups, and join any one of the live chat rooms that I have set up for every driver in the top three series and then some. Now, no website has live chat rooms. So, you know, they're my favorite part about racefansrock.com. And, you know, what's really cool is that any of your favorite drivers can stop by at any time to chat with his or her fans in, you know, real time in their own chat room. Now, when a driver joins racefansrock, he or she is verified, so you know that you're going to be talking to that actual driver. It's not a fake. Now, if these features aren't great enough, stopping there, whether, like I said, Facebook and Twitter continue to be a part of it or not. Now, we have plans for a lot more for the site as it grows, and we're now working on hosting an iRacing League for the rest of this offseason. Now, according to my web genius, David Allen, the iRacing League should kick off in January sometime and get us all ready and go all the way up until Daytona. So I think it would be pretty exciting, and I will definitely keep you informed on how that all goes and when it'll be ready for some iRacing. You know, there'll be prizes and things like that as part of winning and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. Now, as always, my main focus is that the site always be fan-friendly and always have fans involved. So after you check out racefansrock.com, please send me your thoughts on the site. And if you have any suggestions for it, you know, let me know. And you just may see something that you want get implemented on the site in the future. Now, even with all the hang-ups that we've had with Facebook, it's still growing in leaps and bounds every single week, and it's awesome to see these interaction numbers just skyrocket. So I welcomed a bunch of new members this week, and since we launched on April 6th this year, we have well over 313,000 page views and interactions as of today. So I hope you'll take a second, join the fun, and help make racefansrock.com become the best social racing site on the planet. That's www.racefansrock.com. Okay. So this racefansrock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. And if you're in the North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home or office cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all. I trust them with my home, and, you know, we have three basset hounds in here, so they create tumbleweeds everywhere, but they make it a challenge. But Tate's Cleaning Services does an excellent job every time. As you can see, they're pet-friendly too, which is great. They're fully licensed and insured, so trust and call Tate's Cleaning Services to book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook /Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services. You can email them at northcarolinamade@gmail.com, or you can call them directly at 763-269-1919. Now make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me and Phil Jones, because they will give you a discount. I absolutely guarantee that you're going to love them as much as we do. All right. Well, don't let the off-season deter you. Keep in touch with me. Send me your requests all off-season long. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InPhilJenFanPage and facebook.com/RaceFansRock. My personal page on Facebook has reached that 5,000 limit, so I'm capped off. And it's difficult to add people on there. I have people sitting in the queue, and I add them when a spot becomes available. It's another reason why Race Fans Rock is a better social community. There's no limit on how many friends you can have on there, so be friends with everyone if you want. All right. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InPhilJen. And I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there as InPhilJen. Make sure you visit my website, InPhilJen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos. When the races are going on, I post all the race results, and that includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports from every race. Make sure you also check out the new blog posts. Every now and then I post up a new one of those, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases, NASCAR's press releases, tons of photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, and so much more. I'm posting everything I can on there. And I got to tell you, a lot more teams are sending me their press releases, so I'll be pumping those out like crazy this year. So yeah, check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InPhilJen.com. And, you know, if you have a suggestion for something that you would like to see posted on InPhilJen.com, feel free to send those suggestions to me, or if you got really cool pictures or a cool story, send it over and I'll post it all up on my website for you. And you can connect with me right via my website, right on the bottom of any page that you're on, and I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. And then, you know, while you're there, don't forget to show some love and click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InPhilJen gear. I have some cool InPhilJen items on there, and I hope you check it out to see you wearing an InPhilJen shirt or a hat at the track next year. Honestly, it'll shock the hell out of me. Just ask the one and only D Racing Ray, who was wearing an InPhilJen shirt of mine at Texas last year, and I about fell over myself when I saw him. So if you want to see me do that too, pick up a shirt or a hat with my logo on it and shock me. Well, I think I'll start to wrap it up for tonight, and I want to thank Dylan Martin for coming on the show. He has a bright future in front of him, and I really wish him the best. Once again, sending out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, Tate Cleaning Services, and to everyone who tuned in. I hope you guys enjoy this week. I know I will, especially the weekend. Check my website and social media this weekend for pictures and info live from Daytona International Speedway. Make sure you check me out on Periscope, too, this weekend so you can hear the cars roar up live at the track. The only thing I won't be able to provide is that wonderful smell of hot rubber in the air, but I'll do everything I can so that you'll get the good gist of it. I can't say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, so definitely take a minute and head over to their website, www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com, and check them out to become a member now so that you are ready to kick off a great year with us on and off the track. So click on their blog section on a regular basis. You'll read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network. And when you join, don't forget to include my name in InPhilJen at checkout, and you'll receive a $20 discount on your yearly membership, which is way less than $100 total. You can't beat it. It's less than the price of some grandstand tickets, so there's not much to think about. Join us. You'll love it. We're going to have a lot of fun next year, and you don't want to miss out. It's going to be the biggest party in the infield. You know how I do it, and I would love to see you there. So that's www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. Shout out once again to you guys for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, you all have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. I'm glad to be back with you, and good night. Bye.